Bike share companies have dropped 10,000 bikes on Seattle. So here's a pop quiz. Can you name the three colors of bike share bikes?
There's yellow, green, pink.
The correct answer is yellow, green, and orange. Those colors represent three different companies, each trying to dominate Seattle's market. It's just the latest new technology to change how we get around our cities. Seattle is setting some ground rules this time, and they're drawing lessons from Uber and from China. From KUOW's Region of Boom team, Joshua McNichols has more.
This is a story about dockless bike sharing, but it begins with a story about Uber. Uber rolled into Seattle about 7 years ago. Some people loved it. Other people were really upset.
There was a ring of taxis surrounding City Hall, all honking their horns at the same time, very upset about the prospect of these disruptive players coming in and changing the marketplace for them.
That's Andrew Glass Hastings, who works for Seattle's Department of Transportation. He says Uber really took Seattle by surprise. Uber disputes this, of course, but in Glass Hastings' mind, there is no doubt what Uber was up to.
They showed up with the intent of being disruptive. That was sort of in their business plan, if you will.
Bike sharing could easily have gone the same way. When bike sharing rolled out in China, there was kind of a backlash. And when bikes blocked sidewalks, people would throw them into huge piles by the side of the road like garbage. And then city officials would like pick those up and put them in even bigger piles outside of town. There's this one photo that shows thousands of bike share bikes all stacked up and covering almost a whole city block. Seattle obviously didn't want a backlash like that, so the city permitted bike sharing on a trial basis. But they set some ground rules. Like, you know, when bikes are parked illegally, the company has to move them. Okay, I'm on the street in the University District, and I see an illegally parked bike. So I'm going to call it in. This is a total jerk move, by the way, because I could totally just move this bike. Yeah, I wanted to report a misparked bike. It's basically leaning up against a building, and it's not supposed to be. Yeah, it's at the cross streets of Northeast 47th Street and University Way Northeast. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, now you may have seen what happens next. Lime Bike will send a van, and a couple of people pop out of the back and move the bike. And if they don't, they risk getting in trouble with the city. Seattle employee Andrew Glass Hastings told me what that means.
If they don't comply, if they decide to sort of flaunt the regulations, we can revoke their permit and then go down the path of preventing their services from operating.
Bike share companies seem to be listening. Kyle Louie is an investor in Lime Bike through his company DCM Ventures. Lime Bike owns the green bikes in Seattle.
There's been a lot of lessons learned from China, and frankly, there's been a lot of lessons learned from the Ubers and Airbnbs in the world and how you need to engage cities in a way that works for them.
One of the reasons that Spin brought me on is to help navigate that.
Kyle Rowe used to work for the city of Seattle, where his job was regulating bike sharing companies. Now he works for bike share company Spin. They own the orange bikes in Seattle.
My title is Head of Government Partnerships. We didn't call it government relations. We want it to be much more than just a relationship. We want to actually have a partnership.
The quality of that partnership comes up for evaluation around the 4th of July this year. That's when Seattle will ask if the relationship is working. Bike share companies hope cities like Seattle will answer with an enthusiastic yes. If cities across America answer differently, bike share investors will have thrown millions of dollars down the toilet. I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.